Changing the world. My commitment. 20th of October. Arrived here to find everything was in chaos. Have not had time to write my diary for a whole week. The whole island is flooded. Many of the people have fled to the mountains to escape. The hospital is badly damaged and in a mess. It cannot be used at the moment. This is a new experience for me. Usually I am working in areas that have dry climates, such as Kenya and Sudan. In Sudan, we set up centers to ensure that people got food, and we checked the health of babies to make sure they were putting on weight. We also gave children shots to stop them dying from diseases. However, that campaign was conducted in villages where there was lots of fighting, far from the city. Running from one place to another became a way of life. The situation is very different here, as are the problems. Instead of sand blowing everywhere, there is mud and water everywhere, making it difficult to travel from place to place. Yesterday, my colleagues on the medical team and I, two doctors, one nurse, me, and two assistants, found a vacant health center on the north side of the town. We are going to set up a temporary clinic there. Medical supplies are now on their way from abroad. We have started to clean the health center. One of the health problems is that people who need to take medicines regularly cannot get hold of them in a disaster such as this. Small injuries also need to be taken care of, especially as it is so muddy and damp. The majority of wounds are from walls and roofs that have fallen on people. The water makes it difficult for the cuts and wounds to get better and easy for bacteria to spread. Meanwhile, in the rest of the city, shelter and access to food and clean water are big problems. The fields and harvest have been destroyed, and so a lack of food will be a problem in the future.